The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Tesam and Beis, tells us the interesting minhagim and avedis of Stein. One of these interesting minhagim was the Havale Dora, Tora, the Liv Dora, the Livni, the person had a row of bricks, Artikol Chad V'Chad Shokli Chodah. So everybody would take one. Amalei, anachada shakli. I only took one. Right? And the Meila, by the end of the time, the end of the workday, the person would have no bricks left because each person took one brick. Each brick being pachas mishavapruta. So each of them would say, yeah, what's the big deal? The person is Meichel. That's the way the Marsha and the Adama explained the Gemara. He's Meichel. It's a double ma'at. Now, the Chaim Matam on this, if they were doing this because they, you know, they understood that there was no avera involved, kilu, because it was just a pachas mishavapruta, but we know Ben Noyach is killed on a pachas mishavapruta. However, lemaisa, I'm not sure if it's muchas that you have to go into the das of these rishayim, as we see from others, this other strange minhagim that they had, that about that wasn't based on anything of seichlat, it was always just based on a moira heter, as we'll call it. Now, we know that there's a chilek between a yid and a goy, takra goy, is Nera going to pachas mishavapruta? Is the attacker nisuk zeilon pachas mishavapruta? Mashing by yid, there is no requirement for hashava. Now, the other hand is, of course, there isn't iser to steal pachas mishavapruta. Just there's no requirement to be meshiv by a yid a pachas mishavapruta. Whereas by a guy, so there is a chiyuv to return a pachas mishavapruta. And not only that, he's chayv misa on it. This brings us to the shaila that l'chayr. What would happen if chalila yid were to take pachas mishavapruta, and again pachas mishavapruta, and again pachas mishavapruta, in the way of stoin, that, you know, they would go to the fruit store and take one, each guy would just take one, but what if the same person would just take one, and you kept doing that, you know, a couple days in a row? So it's now chayiv in a hashava. On the one hand, it's really benefits tali in the machlekes achreinim, in the rishainim. On the one hand, we look at it that the reason why a person doesn't have to return pachas mishavapruta, when a yid steals pachas mishavapruta, he's potter from doing a hashava, because there is no veheshiv, because we say that a person's meichel. You know, a yid is meichel, maybe goyimar, but a yid is meichel on pachas mishavapruta. And therefore, each day, the person's meichel. The food store owner's meichel, he doesn't care, but that he's meichel on that, he's meichel on that. Not that you're allowed to do it. There's an issur to do it. But once you did it, so then we say he's meichel. So that's one way of looking at it. And then we wouldn't say that, we would say that even after a few days of doing this, he would not be chayiv to do hashava, even though now he's stolen more than a shavaput is worth. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is the way the Magen Mishnah looks at other achreinim, that the din of pachas mishavaputa, the isra is an isra of chati shir. There's an isra of chati shir. And that's the reason why there's no din beheshiv on pachas mishavaputa. And therefore, taka, once a person would have a shir, right, like we find by Me'ilo, we could find such a concept, once there'd be a shir, if he stole a half today and he stole a half tomorrow, etc., then very well, he might, yes, have a chiyav of a shava. So, similarly, we find by a Shavas Aveda, even though on Pachas Mishavapruta, if a person were to find Pachas Mishavapruta, he would be putter from the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda, converting the Gemara of Metzia and Eilam Metzia. However, as the Gemara in the beginning of Eilam Metzia says, that if he finds a bunch of things together that are all Pachas Mishavapruta, like the Gemara discussing a Kashal Shumshim, each one of them, of course, is Pachas Mishavapruta, but when he finds a bunch of them, so then if it's clear that they're all coming from the same owner, that it very well could be a din of a Shavas Aveda. This really opens up a topic, I think, in general, in Yonik Zela, at the end of the close of Nezikin, the Babas and Sanhedrin, the end of the Nezikin, in Yonik Zela, that there's a lot of things that, unfortunately, people don't realize are Gezel. So I want to just go through a few of them today to discuss the topic in general of Gezel. I'm just focusing on the things that perhaps people are not aware of, that they are talking in the Yisr of Gezel, might be even in Yisr Deraisa. There's, of course, an Isser Deraisa to steal from a Yid, and then it's even from a Goy. It's Mavur in the Ramah, in Eben Ezra, the Das Ramah, Kopanim. The Shach brings down in Simen Shim Memchet, and Sivkat and Beis, that the Das of the many Rishayim, the Magen Avraham and Tafir Shalom Zayin discusses many Rishayim hold that stealing from a Goy is an Isser Deraisa. Stealing from a Goy is not just the Isser of a Drabbanan, which Rashi's Mashmah in our Masechta Tak and Sanhedrin, of an Isser of Achil Hashem, which is also no small matter, so it's certainly also, but Al Kapanim, it's Mashmah in the many Paiskin, the Shach, the Shachanar, and Simon Shim Memchas, is Mashmah that a guy, you can't steal from a guy, and Mashmah is an Isser of Deraisa. The very important to also, again, talking about specifically cases that people might not be aware of. And Yerdeya and Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish Mem Ches and Sital discusses that Gabay Tzedakah is not allowed to take certain types of big trumas, big donations from a lady, because not every situation does a lady have rights on the money, even if she would earn the money. But we know there's a klal of Machkonsi Isha Kanabaila, and her husband's in charge of the money. Now, this bemis is something that requires a shaylas chacham, because there are certain situations where a lady works, and it might be a gether of that she makes more maisi adayim, and she makes so much money that maybe she does have rights over the money, etc. And in certain situations, we do say that, of course, a lady is allowed to give small donations because the husband's meichel on that. But akafanim is a general rule. If a gabbai tzedakah were to come to the door, and the lady, you know, he sold the story very well, and she, you know, she goes and, you know, she takes out $1,000 and writes a check. So it's very, very, very not pashut. You can't take the money in such a case, because a woman is not allowed to use money of her husband when her husband didn't necessarily give a right. And we would have to be chayshus that such a large donation, the husband didn't give a right. And this is a general rule, that it's not so pashut that a woman would be allowed to spend money, large amounts of it, if it's, you know, if it's not clear that the husband is meichel on such an amount of money. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Mem Ches brings down another concept. We would think that to steal as a practical joke, you know, it's not very funny. It's mamish nesed deraisa. Shulchan Aruch is mamish nesed deraisa. Steal is a joke. You know, you're going to give it back, etc. It's not so funny. Number one. Number two, to steal to teach someone a lesson. Right? We know there's a cloud. Rav Chanan talks about at the end of Kodesh Ha'aretz that most of the halachas in Benot Al-Machaveira, we find that l'tayelis are mutter. The concept of Lashon Hara, let's say, Yelis is mutter, is explained once. It's not called Lashon Hara, it's called Lashon Toiv, etc. A person's trying to teach a lesson. It could be in certain situations. He's not over even on Nekama. He's trying to teach a child a lesson. And not saying that's the best day to Fechinach, but Al Kapon, it might not go into the category of Nekama. So what about Gzela? Is there a concept of Gzela, let's say, Yelis, that, you know, this person leaves the baby carriage every day in the front of the house, and you tell them it's not Kedai, someone's going to steal it. So one day you decide to take it into their house, into your house, and you're going to teach them a lesson. And she, you know, the person comes out, he's looking for his carriage, he's all upset, this, that, he learned his lesson, he's never going to leave it out there, and you should know he won't. He probably will never leave it out there again, because he got the scare of losing his baby carriage. The Shulchan Aruch, and Vurim Psak, Alocha, that a person is not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to steal, even to teach someone a lesson. Ayin in the Sman, she's cut and bait, it's Mashman that case. The Yisr of Gezel, you have to understand, is Chamer. From Koli Sirim, Shabbat Tayyar, Ayin in the Tanchuma, in Parshas Noyach. The Chayt of Gezel is Hyrus, the Yisaydis Shal Oilam, Ayin the Sefer Kadakemach, Ayin in the Radak, it's the Sefer Avos Chesed. And the Shmata brings down that a Gazan thinks to himself that what he gets is going to remain anyways, tachas his hand in Basayif. Anyways, if he would believe in a Kosh Baruch Hu, he would realize that there's not one thing that he can get or do, etc., that's not from the Ratzin of a Kosh Baruch Hu Benkoi. So a Kapanimus doesn't have any Tehelis as it is. There's a Merdek of Rabbi Kiveger. In one place, Rabbi Kiveger is Mashma, that he has the Kasha, the L'chayr, the Gemara, is Mashma, that really there are four Yehari Zayomers. We know the big three, of course, but also Gezel. There's also Gemara Ksubis like that, but another Gemara, which is Mashma, that Gezel is one of the big three, that you have to attack and give up your life to not steal, is the famous Gemara, Baba Kama Dav Samen. But the Gemara over there says that David HaMelech has the Shiloh, the way that the Shulchan Aruch learns the Gemara Kopanim, is a person has to steal in order to save someone's life. You know, somebody's running after him and he wants to take a shtender to save the you know, and take somebody's shtender and break it over the head of the roidif. So the person wants to save his own life. So the Shulchan Aruch mashman that you're allowed to steal it, you're allowed to take that person's shtender, but only if you have das to repay the money. But you would see from here that if he would have no das to repay the money, he would not be allowed to steal it. This person is going to kill you. It's only an issur of Gezel. So Rabbi Kiveger says, you see from here that Gezel is a favor that a person has to give up his life. Just it's not practical, because always we're going to tell the person to steal it, amanas, to pay back. But if Luyus or not, technically the chaymer of Gezel is that a person would have to give up his life to not chalila be over on Gezel. Now, Rabbi Kiveger asks, then why is it not brought down as the big three? And Rabbi Kiveger, I think he brings Lafush, and it's Mashma Benz and Gemara, but Kama says it is. It's just like murder, because Gemara says, like Gozel Putum Chaveir is Gozel Napshoi. So just like you can't kill somebody, oh, this goes into his right. Gemara, you can't kill someone, you can't steal his Pruta. The person would have to give up his life. So we see the Chaymer, tremendous Chaymer of Gezel. Another application of this, of where maybe people need a bit of a chizik, is also in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin and Tas and Tzitz Ches, that a person who holds back money that he owes, or especially if you, of course, if he holds back wages that he owes, he's over on Lesashlik, which is, of course, a lot which is connected to Gezel. And if he's doicha the person and says, you know, come back and I'll give you the money a different time, he owes him the money, so he's not over the deraita, but he's over on the Divrei Kabbalah, which Avos Chesed brings down Chelek Beis, Perek Chof Dalet of Leich V'Shoyt. If Lemaisa doesn't have the money to pay back, so then it could be he's not over on any of these Yisurim, but he's still certainly over on the Isra of Mitzvah Priyas Bal Chayim, not paying the Bal Chayim in time. The Sefer Chassidim in Tav Reish Pei brings down another application of a Gezel that we wouldn't have realized, is the person who has money in his house, he's hiding it, and he Afal Pikein, he, you know, goes and borrows money from somebody else, and as a result of that, the Malveh, the lender, is unable to use that money and make profit from that money. So he says that's a gezel, that's a level of gezel also. You're taking money from somebody, you're preventing him from using his money, and you don't really need that money. It's even more than gezel, he says, because you're never going to be able to do tshuva on such a thing. He doesn't even think he has to do tshuva on such a thing. In Chesh Mishpat, in Simin Tzadizayin, Ayin in the Sman, Sivkat in Heider, it brings down that there's an Isser for the loiva to take a loan and spend the money in an oifen of where, because he spent his money unnecessarily, now the malveh won't be able to have any place to get the money back from. He just doesn't want to pay back in time, so he goes and he finds something to do with the money. That would be awesome. A person who lends money, this is a common case, a person lends money, and he thinks he's not getting the money back, so he's meichel, and it's late, he's meichel, he says, look, I'm not getting the money back anyways, and forget it, he's meichel. After a month went by, he's meichel. Next day, the guy shows up and he gives him the money. So this I heard b'shem Rav Scheinberg, and it's alpidik sites and simited bays, that since it's a machlekes bechlal, it could be anyways mechila belev. A person could be, it's a mechila that was only done in his heart, so you could be chayzer on such a mechila. Doesn't have a status of a mechila. But here, there's another tziref, is that it's a mechila betoyis. That since he only was meichel because he thought the person wasn't paying back, so therefore, in such a case, he would be allowed to collect his money. But we do see from here that what if the person told his wife, you know what, I'm meichel the person, forget it, I don't expect to get the money back, etc. So then that would be a much more serious shaila, because that's really mamash mechila. And pashtus, he wouldn't be allowed to take the money back tomorrow when the friend comes to. Now, of course, you could tell the friend, I was meichel, and it's very nice that you give me a matana. But to take the money back as if the friend owes him the money, l'chayra, that would be a problem maybe of an Isser Gezel. It could be it's not poshut because maybe it's a mechila b'tayis, but that already, a person would have to ask a shayla. It's got to be mazik, that we know that the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Shinayin Ches, that just like it's usher to steal, it's usher to damage somebody. Damaging somebody's property goes into the Isser of Gezel, the Siman Shinayin, the Torah, the Ben Yayna. It's even usher to damage, of course, someone asked to pay back, but that's not mamish so much our sugya. To steal, to take something like in our sugya's mavur, to take things that people aren't necessarily makbid on. And here, of course, in our sugya, they were makbid. But if it takes, like, you know, just a piece of a twig off of somebody's lawn, etc. So then these types of things, where it's less than a pachas mishal pruta and people aren't makbid on them, so then a person is allowed to take it. However, the problem is that since there are people that bemis are makbid on these things, and I would say nowadays it could be even more, you know, people spend money on their lawns, etc., and they are makbid, that people shouldn't come and damage them. So then that's why the Paiskin Lamaisa say there's a midas chasidis, and the person shouldn't do this, even from somebody who's not makbid. It's a kavachim, a person who is makbid. But even if you know the person's makbid, certainly you can't take. But even if you know that the, you know, people aren't makbid, you're not sure, so then even in the case where you can assume people are not makbid, still the Paiskin say wants to stay away from them. There are cases of where I would say in between cases, the mashal, you're allowed to go into a shul, you know, and use their, they have tea there, you take the tissues, go to the bathroom there, right? It's not your shul bechlal. So that is an archa shulchan's mashma, that this is the type of thing that people aren't makrid on, because the donators realize that, you know, you use my shul, I'll use your shul. But these things aren't pashit. No, there are other, that's a person that would have to, it's best, of course, if you can ask permission. The legabe, you know, turning on the lights in an apartment building, walk up the stairs, that you have to say that people aren't makbid. If you come to visit somebody, that's chayra, one would understand that, you know, that goes into my rights as a tenant, as I have a right for my guests to come and use the lights when they come up the stairs. However, the a gabbai tzedakah, so you have to say that chayra, people aren't makbid on a gabbai, because he's being oisik in a mitzvah, but the shayla becomes what happens when a poor person comes. That would be Shaila, l'chayr. That would be a Shaila, l'chayr. A person who works in a gan, and the rule of the Beis Yaakov, the school, etc., is that you have to cook a certain amount of portions. So then the price can speak out. The Scheinberger says that an earlier case, but any leftovers that are at yeshiva, that the yeshiva is just going to take those leftovers and throw them out, the ones that are already cooked, but then a person has a right to take those leftovers and take them home. He would not have a right, however, that if he did not cook the portions, let's say he has a certain amount of portions, he has to cook every day 30 portions. And he decides, look, anyway, he winds up eating only 28, so I'll cook 28, and the final two I'll just take home uncooked and I'll keep them in my house. So that, Rav Scheinberg once said, that a person wouldn't be allowed to do. It's only once they're cooked already, and he had a right to cook them because he was told up his job that he's supposed to cook 30 to give the option of, everybody has the option that there should be enough, you know, there should be enough to go around. So then once he cooked 30, he would be allowed to take home the last two that are cooked. If he didn't cook them all and they were not used, so then he wouldn't be allowed to take home the two pieces of raw meat. This is Negeya. Also, Simcha halls and catering halls, etc., that of course the person would not be allowed to just take home flowers, etc., without asking Rishos from the Balabais. And it works both ways, to the extent that the caterer itself, Pashtus, he has to ask the Balabais who made the Simcha, you know, before he goes and takes all the chickens and all the fancy food that night and everything, the yarmulkes and the benches and the fence, he would have to ask Rishus from the person who made the chasen before he just goes and takes it home. But of course, the one who made the chasen, the balabais, the chasen, the kala, the bar mitzvah parents, they're the ones who then have the rights and the ownerships to all of the food and all the things that the chasen hold. A person who was not invited to the chasen goes without saying he wouldn't be allowed to eat at the chasen. The waiter who has a good friend and he gives him an extra portion to his friends who are at the chasen, that would of course be an iser, that would be an iser gomer. There was once a case that a person, a waiter, was working in a restaurant, and the person flashed at the waiter, a certain $10 bill, $50 bill, to show him that if you take care of me, so that I'll take care of you. So first of all, if the waiter actually brought them extra food, mamish extra stuff, things that he had no right, that they didn't pay for, extra salads and extra this, that usually paid for, and he did it from his benevolent heart, so then, number one, he'd be over on Lifnei Iver, causing him to, eat those things, and they would be over on Gezel for actually eating them, number two. Number three, there's an Asivus, which is Mashma, that even in a case, let's say in this case, first of all, they have no right to do that. That's Pashit, that they have no right to, they have a right to, get better service maybe faster, that he should work a little bit faster, but not to expect better dishes and, more dishes and gezel, etc. So even in such a case, it comes out of Chiddush, that what would happen if this person slashed the money, and because of that he actually brought him, what he requested, extra goods and extra foods and etc. So in addition to being over on gezel, but he would have to give that money to the Sivus Mashma to pay the waiter, the money he promised him, even though the waiter was doing an Aveira. But if you hire somebody for an Aveira, did a job, a Chaira, that's a big topic, but Chaira, you have to actually pay it within Yoyrid. Yoyrid is a halacha. If a person goes and he gives you a benefit, he paints your house, etc., and your house needed a paint job, etc., so then in such a case, he can actually tevei you the money. And that's a different topic. An example of it's a gezel that a person would never dream of. If a person goes to a chasana and he doesn't give a simcha to the chasin and the kala, he doesn't make them happy. So then the chayre might be, if he eats there and he enjoys it there, so chazal or mashma, he might be over on gezel. Chamish kailus, as the Gemara calls it. Now, if that's in fact that there's more people at the chasana, or this specific person gives simcha to his father-in-law, and his father, etc., even though he's not necessarily getting enjoyment, but that gives me enjoyment, that my father's happy, so that's also okay. It's just the person that comes in, just eats and leaves. It doesn't say a mazal tov, doesn't anything, doesn't try to be mesameach the chasin and kala, so then he also might be over on gezel. A person who, let's say, I have a cab driver, and he tells you, you're 30 shekel. You get to the place, he tells you, give me 35, right? More than he originally asked for. Or more than he deserves. Let's say, you know, the place, you know that it costs only 20 shekel to get here, and you've done it a million times, and he asks you for 28. And you tell him, what do you mean, it's only 20? So I'm not saying it could be for Sheldon, for the purposes of Sheldon, might be a good time to be Pesha anyways, but Akupanim, in such a situation, Apialocha, if he tells you, which is sometimes a common case, he tells you, either give me all the money or don't give me anything. So then the Alocha is, interesting, Apiataz, and Chesh Mishpat, and Sinachin Samachtes, that the halacha is you don't have to pay him anything. Over there is talking about a certain tax collector, and the tax collector wants to take more than the deserved amount. So then, in such a case, if you're able to get out of the taxes and not give anything, you'd be allowed to. And that's a side case. It's the dugma of the dimyon would be over here, that since he's trying to force you to pay something that you're not mechayev to pay, so then you wouldn't be mechayev to pay anything in such a case if that's the option that he's giving you. The Reb Kiva Eger and Cheshen Mishpat and Chavav Aleph discusses that what happens if the Beis Din gives Rishus to go to a Goyish court, of course, Chalila to go to a Goyish court to Kimavur and Cheshen Mishpat Chavav is Vada Harem Yad, the Terrace Moshe, obviously Chalila Vachas to Chasr Shalom even to think about going to a Goyish court, but in a situation of where the Beis Din gives Rishus and the Goyish court were to award him more money than Al Pidin Taira he deserved, so Rav Kivega's master would be up to for him to take that money. That would also go into the Isser of Gezel. Another example of Gezel that people just, you know, sometimes don't realize is all of the Savoyis, people write wills and things that are not written. Al Pidas Taira is, of course, the Shad of Gezel, because the way that they write it is, I command to give this and this money, and he can't command because he's dead, and therefore if they commanded to give to the daughter, so then the daughter would have had to have an Isser of Gezel by taking money, which is not hers. At this point, the money goes over to the sons upon the Misa. Now, there's a whole other topic of a category of Gezel that, you know, people are very lax in, and it's Mamish Gezel, is a Kayidua, Shoyel Shalomidas, which is in Furish Aloch and Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shinin Tas, that a person can't borrow something without asking his friend. No, it borrows the thing, it takes his lawnmower, it takes this, doesn't ask permission, and it's Mamish and Isser of a Gezel. The Avos Chesed, the Chavetz Chaim, and Chelik Beis, Perek Chavetz Beis even says to hold the item for longer than the time allotted, that's also an Isser. It's also Isser to use the chayfets that you borrowed from somebody for not the intended purpose that you borrowed it. And that would also be usher. You have no right to use it unless we gave you shush for that thing. There are certain aterim here. I can't go into all of them, but there are certain aterim, for example, certain chesed the mitzvahs, it's mashman that we spoke about this previously in other shirim, but al-kapanim that is if it's a chesed the mitzvah, like a talis, etc., and you know the guy's not using it now in certain conditions and he's not a makbid, etc., so then since it's a chesed of mitzvah and nothing is getting used up, so then in many situations you can assume that a person is nicha, that you should do a mitzvah with his mom. And now, of course, that goes with seichel. If other person wouldn't be nich that you should use his lulav, because he's very makbid on his lulav. Even his tefillin nowadays, people are probably makbid on his tefillin because of sweat, etc. So it's not so poshut in the sefer. Most folks, if it doesn't say in it that it's us to use the sefer, and you're using it in the same place, then he's not going to have to spend the entire seder looking for the sefer. So then many poskim nowadays are makel that a person would be able to use the sefer of his chaver that doesn't say usher to use. Of course it says usher, it would be usher to use. If it says it doesn't say usher, then if you use it in the same place, then, or within the same range of the person, so then there's a big makom to be makom, because people aren't makbid on such a thing. And there's an umdana that he would allow it, and it's bigger than stam umdana because it's a chayfet of mitzvah. Even if we say karka is ain't an excellus, that you can't steal karka, but that, Mavad, of course, there's still an isser, gezel's karka, and therefore for a person, for example, to park in somebody else's driveway, and somebody else he privately owns that area in front of the store, he has the rights to it, etc., and you park there, that's Mavad an isser gezel. That certainly goes into the isser l'chayr, by sigzel mamish. In conclusion, we see today already, we see that wouldn't have been a chiddush tot. That goes without saying that try and, you know, if the hotel, they tell you you can put in there a certain amount of people, and put more people in the hotel room than you paid for, that we realize is gezel. That goes without saying. The chiddush today we saw are cases, you know, reading somebody else's newspaper, which we would think, you know, what's the big deal? He's getting the newspaper back, Lagamre, etc. But that's about it. These are all Yisurim. These are Shoshul and Das. These are Gzela. A worker, Shachnarach and Simon Shinam and Zayin, in Zivchav, discusses the erlichkeit that a worker has to have, and this goes into all, besides the fact that he has to work a certain strength and extent, the extent that the Mishnah says in Tavkufayin Aleph that a malamid, you know, he has no right to go and fast, and I'll extend that. He has no right to maybe learn until 3-4 in the morning even, things that, you know, it's the ends don't justify the means. He has no right to learn late, so that in the morning he's going to be tired for his talmidim, and you know, the kids in the school are going to suffer. The cheder, he has a job and he has responsibilities, and that's true for all workers, Bamis. They have to make sure, and that they, you know, they're there, and they have the kayak and they have the strength. And that's a level of a gezel. And of course, that goes without saying that, you know, whatever thing the store, the owner, the balabatim, they're not makbid on, if you maybe speak on the phone for a few minutes, if that, their phones are that, use their paper, this, that. But all these things, of course, should be spoken out clearly, because these are all usually not clear, and a person can think, you know, oh, I never thought they were makbid, maybe he really doesn't even mean it. But all these things, since they are borderline gezel, Therefore, a person, chalila, he should learn from our Gemara that the krumah seichel of stoim was, that's not gezel, yeah, what's the big deal, he doesn't mind, etc., it's that. And the other day, in the end of the day, the other person was left with nothing. That's an extreme case, but the person should be very weary and very careful that the yitzhara, he's chaymid gezel, and he has tremendous hayrat heters, and he has a seichel, he's always trying to teach a person, that's not gezel. And Vada the Gazlan Basai, he'll be left with nothing.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.